is something I've been thinking about, because I was a teacher, right? Like, I mean, a lot of y'all know I was an educator. And this is the thing, like, when I taught, I could tell a lot about kids. Like, just by my observations. Like, for example, people ask me, what is it like teaching little kids? Being a kindergarten teacher, right, all it means is that I know things about your family that you don't necessarily want me to know. Like, that's all it means. I could tell a lot about kids just by how they respond to a story, right? I'm reading a book about not talking to strangers to a group of six-year-olds in Harlem. That sounds normal, right? And so I asked the kids, what would you do if a monster tried to talk to you, right? I thought I was asking regular questions. I didn't know the kids were crazy. So I asked, what would you do? And this one kid raises, she's like, I know, Mr. Abby. I know. I'm like, yes, Taekwon. What? Wait, why are y'all laughing at that child's name? You know what? I heard judgment in your laughter. All right, simmer down, class. Now, as I was saying before your judgmental laughter, yes, what would you do if a monster tried to talk to you? And Taekwon, without hesitating, he said, I kill that nigga. I was like, whoa, no, whoa, whoa, no. No. Okay, no. Rule number three, no killing niggas. Now go to timeout. Go to timeout and think about what you said. We do not use that language in this classroom. What's going on in his life that he feels so comfortable just killing folks? That wasn't even the worst part. That wasn't even the worst part. All the other six-year-olds looked at him and co-signed. They was like, yep, we be killing niggas too. I'm like, you know what? The whole class, time out. Put your heads down. I don't even use that word. I'm quoting them. I don't use that language. I put the whole class, I say everybody's head down. And we are not playing seven up. Put your heads down. Everybody, the whole class, time out. Class, time out. Kids are a trip.